Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2015. It's so good to be back. I am Sarah Stratton, and it's nice to see you two gents again.
Happy to be back. I'm happy to hear that music again.
Me too.
It's what a great way to start the new year. Just that music is uplifting.
It really is.
It is
really
quite is. Happy.
I'm fresh. I feel good.
I'm surprised you like this music.
Well, I'm
it's so heavy.
Yeah, but I'm
and,
a big,
like, joyous.
Like, I'm a big Calypso guy. I like Calypso.
Reminds me of South Beach. Yeah. Like just rolling on South Beach.
Yeah, like girls wearing bikinis.
String bikinis.
Yeah, or nothing.
That's definitely not what I think of. All right, guys, welcome back. We are going to break down the numbers. We're also going to do, we haven't been here for a couple weeks, so we'll probably talk about what's been going on in December and now in this opening year weekend. We also have a top five list, and we're going to do something a little bit bigger than our normal top five based on actor or director. We're going to do the top five of the year.
Yes, grossing top five movies. Grossing movies.
Yeah, domestically.
Some
so
of our favorite movies
stay tuned for that because we're going to talk about that. And then what's upcoming, our predictions. And before I guess we get started, I do have to say one thing that next week I have been told that I have to wear the mask.
Poof.
That's right. It's time to pay up those debts.
Well, I was 5 for 5 for the last one, the last time before we went. If everybody's doing their homework, and now that's what she has to wear.
And I was saying before the show, her jacket here is very similar to the one you wore in Meet the Schmoes.
Oh yeah, oh the Dracula jacket.
Yeah.
My fashion choices are
you
not
took it
off
from
of Finstock.
It really
they're
is,
not.
I can get that collar elongated for you if you want.
I'm good.
So basically, you'll be
I'm
sitting
good.
There with it like this.
Great, that's just what I want. I
and feel then like nobody could see you from the sides.
Guys, we got a caller.
It'd be pretty
do
amazing.
We
caller on the line.
Caller on the line.
Hello, caller on the line.
Oh, it's little Bobby.
Poof.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
I hung up on him.
Thank you.
Good. He didn't make it from New York. He tried to smuggle a little thing of razors from the Dollar Shave thing. And they're like, you can't bring this guy back. And I'm like, you know what? I told him to go screw off. I think he's in, Queens or something like that.
He'll probably make it here eventually. We'll also be back in our other studio probably next week. We're doing renovations. So we are in our second location right now. And you might see us here once in a while, but we will be back in the other studio
soon. Steen Sane Asylum set.
It's so nice.
No, it's beautiful. I like it.
Except for that blinding light. I can't see anything. All right, let's get into we're
going to
get into the numbers, guys. Box office numbers from this past weekend. All right, let's start with number five, if my stuff will load, which it will not. So let's go off the paper.
Let's go off the paper.
Let's start with number five, Museum, Secret of the Tomb, brought to us by Fox, bringing in $14 million. So,
not bad
at all. Then, for its opening weekend, taking the fourth spot, why are you shaking your head in disgust? The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death, with $15 million. JT already seems like he's going to have a lot to say.
It's not a good movie.
Okay.
The Woman in Black 1 wasn't good.
Yeah, why make a sequel?
We will get into that.
Because
for the opening weekend of January, there has to be some sort of horror movie, and people love or have to make sequels, it seems.
Yeah.
All
relativity.
Right, number 3. Keeping the number 3rd spot, because number 1, 2, and 3 have not budged for the past 2 weeks. Unbroken. Thank you, Miss Angelina Jolie. $18 million. Number 2, Into the Woods. $19 million. And holding on to that top spot, 3rd week in a row, The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies.
Your favorite movie.
It's not my
not favorite
movie.
Not your favorite, but you love
it. I love the franchise.
Yeah, I do too.
I love the material. I love New Zealand.
Yeah, you were going to buy New Zealand and start your own Hobbit.
No, I was thinking about buying Antarctica, but not buying it. I was just going to take over Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I just say that TBOFA, TBOFA, sounds like you got something bad?
He's talking about the Battle of Five Armies.
Yeah.
That's why you have to take the time and say the full title. Because it deserves
it. Armies.
Yeah. T-Bofa.
Which is a change title because it was not originally supposed to be called that.
But yeah, I wouldn't see
that's
that.
That's true. It was there and back
yeah,
again.
There
right?
and back again. Yeah. And then they changed it so that it could be well, more of a.
Wasn't The Hobbit one book?
Yes.
Yes. So why did they make three movies out
well,
of
because
it?
There's the was author like three, wrote like 3,000
pages.
He throw,
yeah,
he,
there's also like a bunch of other stories. And, but they did add in a ton of plot lines yeah. to Battle of Five Armies, characters, whatnot. The whole prequel trilogy had material added to it. So let's talk about...
Money.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these top five.
Let's talk about these top five.
I want to say Women in Black 2. They didn't even bring back Daniel Radcliffe. What's he doing? That was he done anything since Women in Black?
He
had that movie Horns. In the first one, he was the star.
He was in Horns. Yeah. He also did an indie romantic movie where he was playing the male lead, and he was getting a little bit of like.
And he rapped on Jimmy Kimmel. It was actually really good.
And he had a huge. He's been doing a lot of theater.
Doing
I know he had
theater.
A.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do a sequel to an average thriller horror movie, at least bring back the main character.
True.
Well, he did a voice on The Simpsons, guys. Come on.
Yeah, did he? Sure. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Steven.
No, but he's in Now You See Me 2, the next movie.
Is he really?
Yes.
Getting a second?
Yeah well, he's got his Harry Potter wand.
You know what also bothers me is The Babadook, which is a great horror film that I saw over the break. This is taking money away from that movie, when that movie is 100 times better than this thing.
Yeah, but that's an
indie
release.
But it's not taking away the
reviews,
and it's not taking away... I think it eventually might. The Babadook, we talked about it here. I mean, it's...
It's also been out for 8 months or so.
But people are still seeing it. People are still going in and seeing it. It's holding a pretty strong tie in the specialty box office. Like, people are continuing to go see that movie because it is a good horror movie.
Yeah, it's been breaking people's top 10 list of the year.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So. Movies that aren't making people's top 10 list, Woman in Black 2.
Yeah.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum.
Into the Woods.
I every time I see the Into the Woods trailers and commercials, I want to kill.
It's just kill,
worst.
Period.
It's such junk. Okay. It's junk personified.
Okay, I saw Into the Woods.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
I saw it. I love musical theater. I was in Into the Woods. So I went and I saw it, and I thought for the
You're in the legit movie?
No, and I was in the musical.
There's a musical for that junk?
That's how it started.
Okay,
thank you.
I didn't know.
Really? You didn't know that? It's off like a very famous musical by Sondheim.
I know like Moulin Rouge
well,
in Chicago.
The whole thing, this is my biff whatever with Into the Woods, is that the source material is like rated PG-13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that die, there's affairs, there's all sorts of things. And so it's a very... dark fairy tale thing.
Is it a PG movie though?
And they made it PG, and it's still like, but there's still like flickers of like people still are dying. It just kind of gets pushed aside, so you don't really like see or feel the death. It's like off frame, you know, it's a Disney movie. And it just, for me, it didn't really hit. I was like, who are you selling this to?
So it wasn't really true to the source material. It was very much...
Oh, no, they changed things.
They changed a lot, and they made more of a family PG thing.
Yeah, they kept some of the deaths, and they like kept in like the affair turns into like just kissing, but it's still like cheating.
Isn't that
so you're trying into like little kids.
Same thing they did with Maleficent, or whatever it's called.
No, but that was edgy.
Yeah, but not as edgy as I heard it was.
It was pretty dark, actually.
I mean, if you take like all of Grimm's fairy tales, those are all very dark. And Disney definitely, in their animated films and the classics and all their live action, they do make it nicer. I think they actually did a good job with Maleficent. Like, they created their own story. Like,
some of the hardcore fans are pretty upset about it, though.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be. Especially if...
Maleficent wasn't based on a book or a play or anything. It was original.
She's like a, whatever she was, right?
She's a character
from
Sleeping
Beauty. She plays
a
character from Sleeping Beauty,
a murderer.
I'm not a huge fan of musicals. They seem to be coming out a lot around the holidays. There was another movie, Annie, which is also a musical that came out, which is doing okay.
Did much better than I thought it was going to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, I thought that movie was going to tank based on reviews, based on it being leaked. I thought that Annie was going to be non-existent, and it has done very well for a musical in its genre.
It's going to crack $90 million bucks, probably.
Really?
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
There's a fan base to it.
I'm just not the target audience for those movies.
No, my niece is. She's like two or three. She liked
it. And he got... Didn't you get that for her for Christmas?
Yeah, I got it for her.
Holidays.
I had a screener of it.
Screener.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, I had a... I got it from somewhere. And there was no DVD cover, so I had to draw like a DVD cover because she can't read or anything like that. So I had to like make a picture of on it, and it was a bad drawing.
I'm sure that it's kind of sweet that you tried.
It was like a stick figure girl with like red hair. And yeah,
so it was the original Annie.
Yeah, but she was like, I made her like, you know, sort of like what she looked like in this movie.
I'm not going to dive into that.
Yeah. We're not going to go there. Let's talk. We have two more movies on our top five list, and then we're going to go back, I think, and talk a little bit about more movies that were released this December. Unbroken.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Doing really well.
Doing very well, holding on to the third spot with $18 million this week, as we talked about. Definitely a story of independent triumph. It's been getting really good reviews.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's funny, though, because I feel as good as the reviews have been, and as much as it's been hyped up because of her name, I don't feel like, at least from what I've been hearing, that it's an award contender.
No. That's what they were hoping for. I think that's just from the trailers, the commercials. Mm-hmm. They're really pushing, you know, Angie directing, sung by the Coen brothers who actually helped write it. They're really pushing for that Oscar bait, but while it's a really good movie, I saw it and I really enjoyed it. It's not.
People
it's
aren't
not
putting it in that realm. Mm-hmm. They're not, and they're not saying it's bad, mm-hmm. and they're seeing it and they're spending money on it. It's just not getting the award appeal.
That's a fantastic story.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
And that's part of the reason it is getting money. It's because it's off of a book.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it was a well-known book, and it's a good story. And
absolutely.
It's really seeing out. I see it as like a stepping stone for Angelina Jolie. Her first film in the Land of Blood and Honey, which was a really well-directed film. I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. This is just her with a bigger budget and some better people around her. Like Roger Deakins did the cinematography. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
And, you know, she's not at that award level yet, but if she keeps on this path, she could get there.
This is my question. Do you think that if in this movie she had cast an A-list star as the lead, it would have been up for awards?
No, because he is not the problem in the movie. He's great in the movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's just
but just because sometimes great doesn't mean they always get. Normally, if you put someone in there who people feel deserves an award, but like hasn't got one, like we'll talk about American Sniper,
sure.
with Bradley Cooper. Like if you put that actor in there who's kind of poised to be at that level already, then people kind of rally behind them and kind of push it more for awards or that it's that great because they expect one out of them.
I agree. Maybe it would have pushed for like a Best Actor award, but I don't think that would have helped it anywhere as far as like directing or Best Picture script or anything.
I agree with both of your points, but I think that the Academy is not ready to have Angelina Jolie up with the likes of Clint Eastwood and Fincher for a Best Picture nod.
Okay.
I think they want her to. They're just waiting for her to make a movie that's capable of eventually.
Also, but she's a Hollywood darling. Yeah, it's time. It's time. Like, she's been in this industry for very long, and she's continued to build and build and build her career, and she is getting good reviews. And she's, when you're comparing her to Clint Eastwood, she's young.
Yeah.
She has definitely has time.
But she's like the lead in Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, he's not going to get it. He gets nominated, but
eventually he will probably get
one. Well, she won an Oscar. She won for Girl Interrupted, Best Supporting.
All right, let's get into the last movie on our list. The Hobbit of Battle Five Armies, just holding on to that spot. Mm-hmm. We all knew this was going to happen. It's not a big surprise. The only thing that could have been a contender would have been Into the Woods.
But
it could have if over time, but it hasn't shown that way.
It's the winter blockbuster of all these films. Mm-hmm. Everything here is family entertainment or Oscar bait. This is the only thing that has that wide net that everybody wants to go see. And it's a franchise, so it's really what was going to pull the money. I'm surprised nothing really came close to it.
Well, let's talk about a movie that maybe could have if it had a wide release before we get to international numbers. Okay. The Interview.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because we've kind of been out of the realm.
What movie is that?
Let's talk about The Interview before we get into
merit.
Because I haven't heard your guys' opinion on this. I can give. I can start the conversation with saying that I work with one of the theaters that did show The Interview.
Bravo.
And it was quite interesting. There was a number of people complaining about us showing it. There was a couple of people praising it for us showing it. Oh, everything under the sun. Everything from, like, how could we endorse a movie about political blah, 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 about the military being involved.
Good Lord.
You hear everything.
Do you have extra security over there?
We did have to notify LAPD that we were going to be showing the film and to have them in the area. Mm-hmm. We had to call. We had to call all of our security, make sure.
Any kind of like little disturbances or anything?
Nothing happened. No. And it was packed for the first week and then just died. Yeah, and now one person will come like it just completely plummeted.
Really, that bad? Mm-hmm. I saw it Christmas Day. I went at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Most people have,
and it was sold out. Like I got a ticket, but it was packed, and I thought it was really funny. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. There was no problems at my theater. Everyone seemed really cool. I understand maybe they love the movie. I mean, it's not the best movie of the year, but it was very entertaining for doing what they was trying to do. And I will say the reason I think maybe it dropped off a lot is because this thing, once it went online for
streaming,
sale,
crazy.
Not only that, you could find it anywhere now. Just any pirated site, which I don't, you know.
I also think it was semi-oversaturated.
That's true, too.
And people were just like, I'm sick of this. I don't even care what this movie is. And
maybe
people were angry that, you know, there's a possibility of starting World War III with it.
Wow. People clapped at the end of my movie.
I had saw it in a very empty theater. Oh, okay. So the movie felt very long. I think The Interview is the type of movie that thrives, actually, I think, in a theater atmosphere.
Totally agree.
You need, like, that laugh track of people in your audience who all sing it together. That's what makes that movie good.
Yeah,
I guess. Seeing it streaming and seeing it. When it's, thank you, Stephen. That's what it needed. It was so much better. We're hilarious. I don't think it's gonna. There we go.
Most laugh tracks are still from the recorded from the 50s. So most people you hear laughing are already dead.
Oh, oof. That's so depressing.
That's really depressing.
It's true though.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're laughing from the grave.
That's really depressing. But I think that movie, like the reviews on it, everything, it is hurt by the fact that it can't be shown in. It isn't being shown as much in the big theaters. It wasn't released that way.
I just think a lot of people didn't rally behind it to, like, save America. Like, yeah, we're going to go see this to support America. I don't think it's one of those movies.
I think some people did do it just for that, though. Like, a cousin of mine.
A couple of people who did it, yeah.
Yeah, a cousin of mine called me, and I was like, oh, I just saw an interview. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the movie about the North Korean thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it's funny. He goes, I'll tell you something. I had no interest in seeing it before. He goes, but I'm seeing it now.
Oh, of course.
No way I'm going to let them. And I was like, yeah.
A lot of people feel that way.
If they want to support Team America, they should go see American Sniper. That's a hell of a lot better.
Oh, yeah, but that's not available.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Let's talk a little bit about now our international numbers.
International.
And there is a lot to say, so bear with me for a minute.
This is the end of the year wrap-up.
All right. The final installment of Peter Jackson's Middle-Earth prequel trilogy added 52.5 million from 65 markets on a worldwide basis. The Hobbit has now earned $723 million, which, with international numbers, ranks it fifth among the 2014 releases.
That's a lot of money.
International, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a billion-dollar franchise.
It's going to do $1 billion.
Always.
And you're going to win things like the Lord of the Rings one, though.
Yeah, no, they're not that
level. It might be nominated for something in like sound
special effects,
but nothing too huge, I guess. Exodus: Gods and Kings, which earned 31.4 million this weekend, including 8 million debut in Russia. It held first place in Brazil with 4.5 million, and to date, Ridley Scott's biblical epic has grossed 141.5 million, and it still has 6 markets left.
It's not huge numbers.
Not huge, and it's kind of, I mean, it's reflecting what it did here. It flopped.
I believe the...
It flopped here.
Big time.
I believe the budget was around 170, so...
Yeah, they wanted 140 domestic, and then whatever else for foreign. It's not a good result.
No, I'm a little surprised. I thought it was going to do stronger numbers overseas just because of the content and the timing. I wasn't surprised that much that it didn't do well here,
Box office is too crowded.
You're true. That's a good point.
I should have released this in, like, January, probably made some money.
Or, like, a couple months ago when there was nothing for a couple weeks.
September.
All right.
Night at the Museum,
which came in for us at number 5, internationally unearthed 25.7 million this weekend. It repeated first place in Mexico, 4 million, and also had a solid debut in Brazil, who seems to be bringing a lot of
people in Brazil
money
going
in
the movies nowadays.
Exactly, $3.1 million there. The franchise has earned 91.2 million so far and still has 5 of the top 10 markets left.
It's not bad. It's
Exodus and Night of Museum are both still opening up internationally. Yeah. They still have more markets to reach.
Ben Stiller is still a pretty big draw when it comes overseas.
He is. Mm-hmm.
They love comedies down there.
That's true.
But, like, talking about it, that's a lot of money internationally to be bringing in this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think that does reflect this past month. Yes, that is a leaf blower. Hello.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
Yeah, I can too.
That's very loud. Sorry, guys. I'm just going to talk over it.
Let's just do a quick Jeopardy theme song.
I don't think that's going to help. I think it's going to. I mean,
stop.
It does.
Stop.
Did it stop?
Yeah.
I think it stopped.
The Jeopardy theme song always works.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. And then we'll get into Taken 3, which we're going to be talking about in our upcoming.
Yeah. But open already.
It's already opened. 8.2 million in South Korea and 1.3 million in Hong Kong. In both markets, its debuts were significantly above Taken 2. I can speak. Maybe it's the new year. Forgive me. So that movie and Taken 2 ended up with 236 million outside the U.S.
Doing a three.
Now in Hong Kong, it's called Liam Neeson Kills Every Single Person.
We're not to your game yet.
Oh, okay.
Hold your horses.
Okay.
All right. Another movie we're going to talk about a little bit early is American Sniper, which seemed like, well, according to my writing, it seemed like a movie that wouldn't have much chance at the international box office, taking after Lone Survivor and Zero Dark 30, which fell short of 40 million overseas. However, it opened in Italy this weekend, and the movie has earned already 6.3 million. So that's doing really well.
Wow.
It's the biggest debut ever for Clint Eastwood movie, and it reaches the UK on January 16th, the same as the U.S. expansion, and it opens in Australia a week later.
It's funny because you were talking earlier about Unbroken, how like maybe if it had a bigger star, it would have a bigger Oscar push. And while Unbroken's still doing good, I think American Sniper really is pulling this money because of Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
He's a movie star.
And he also does have a really strong, I believe, international appeal.
Yeah.
I know he also, I know he speaks fluent French and he's done a lot. Interviews there.
And the TV spots are pretty intense.
Yeah.
I really like the TV spots. And the trailer's great too. And it's been all over the football. It's been all over everything.
Yeah.
I think like the two genres that really play well worldwide are comedy and big budget kind of action movies.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Bradley with The Hangovers, I mean, even though he really was kind of star of those movies, even though Zach, that included like movies like A-Team and some of the other stuff he's done.
He's a big star.
He's got a shot at winning
Best Actor for this.
Well, that's the thing, is he's on that list of people he's been just doing incrementally well.
Sure.
And people really like him, and he's appealing, and he's a strong actor. And people want to see him get acknowledged. So this is the type of role that I'm talking about. This is the type of A-lister that I think can pull that audience. Now you can go into your game.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. The first one of the year.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Step it up for 2015.
You know it. Foreign movie titles for, American movies.
American movies,
yes. Bizarre foreign movie titles.
Okay.
First one.
I do have a funny joke.
My buddy Yuri has been helping me with this. He's a Facebook friend. He's a great guy and fellow Schmoevillian.
Oh, nice. Shout out.
Yeah, he's doing his homework.
Great.
First one is coming from Slovenia, which is obviously, getting good. No one's going to be China, but this is getting good.
Okay.
Good. Coyote Ugly in Slovenia.
Okay.
It's called Fine Bitches. Okay.
Okay.
Italy.
Poof.
Italy. Jacob's Ladder
is
called Perverted Hallucination.
Oh, that's kind of correct.
Okay.
It's a messed up movie. But
this one's from Hungary.
Hungry?
Teeth.
Okay.
Oh,
You've had a good choice of like movies initially on
Female
this.
Anatomy Destroyer.
Ooh, that's pretty on point.
China.
Okay.
Twister.
Ooh.
It's called Run Run Cloudzilla.
That's ridiculous.
I want that one to be true.
That's got to be fake. Cloudzilla.
I want it to be true.
Yeah, from China. It's just so good over there.
Oh, it's from China.
Yeah, of course. Mm. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
Cloudzilla.
So basically, I'll run them down again. Slovenia, Coyote Ugly, with Paraboo. And actually went to the Coyote Ugly.
Okay, continue.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's called Fine Bitches.
Okay. Oh,
that's pretty funny.
Italy. Jacob's Ladder is called Perverted Hallucination.
Okay.
That's tough.
Hungarian, whatever. Whatever they do over there. Teeth is called Female Anatomy Destroyer. In China, Twister, the Helen Hunt Pullman movie.
Stop.
Run, Paxton, run, Bill Paxton. Cloudzilla.
I just want that one to be true. So I'm going to say that fine bitches is a lie.
Okay. This is tough.
I'm going to say Hungarian, the Destroyer. Teeth one's wrong. That's the fake one.
That's what I'm going with, too, just because I don't think they would put Destroyer. That feels like a weird word. Okay. I want the Cloudzilla. The Cloudzilla one's pretty bad, too.
I really want Cloudzilla to be true, though.
That's true. I'm going to love it.
But Helen Hunt in the movie of the summer, chasing tornadoes in Run, Run, Cloudzilla.
That's pretty good.
It is.
What is it?
You guys are right. It's Hungarian teeth. It's,
yeah. I always lose this game.
Yeah, it's called. It's called like something. Something in vagina in the word or something like that. I'm not really sure. But
all right.
I mean, fine bitches is real.
I'm just glad. I'm just so happy that Cloudzilla is real. That's the only part that I really care about.
It knocks my socks off.
Wonderful.
Every time I do it.
That might be one of my favorite ones that you've found.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want to see their poster version of that.
I can get it for you guys. I'll tweet about it later.
With the shape of Godzilla?
Yeah, they're just doing things over there that are just so monumentally good.
Cloudzilla. Wow.
That was awesome.
All right.
Congratulations, Stephen, JT.
Congratulations, Stephen and JT.
You're going to win eventually on something.
Eventually. Maybe the mask will bring me good luck next week. We will see.
You sure will.
We will see. All right. Now we get into our top five list.
Yep.
First one of the year. And we're going to be talking about last year. Top five grossing films of 2014. And this is domestic.
Yes, domestic.
So let's get into the top five. Alrighty.
Let's get epic.
Number five.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Transformers.
Thank God it's not number one.
Thank God.
Thank God it's not number one.
Jesus.
It's number one worldwide, by the way.
Thanks, baby.
But thank God it's not number one in the States.
I agree with that. I rewatched this.
You rewatched it.
Why? I rewatched it. Because
she likes Mark Wahlberg, probably. Just take his shirt off or something.
My favorite part of that whole movie is the Dinobots. And, like, I remember watching in theaters and waiting for so long for them to come out. Like, and then they finally came out, and it was the best scene in the entire movie. When he, like, wrangles them.
Were you there with the Schmoes? We saw it actually on the Fox lot.
No, I would never watch that movie.
No, it was the Paramount lot. And I remember just sitting in that theater thinking, I don't care.
I would have just...
At that point, I didn't care if the Dinobots...
I would have sold my ticket and went to the coffee shop and hit on a check that was there.
People didn't seem to like it because it has made, $245.4 million.
Yes. I think that's less than the other ones, though, as far as domestic.
It is.
It is. So at least... Starting to, wear down a little bit.
Of course.
Well, it's also who they targeted with this release was definitely not us.
China.
Numbskulls.
China. All right.
What was this called in China?
About
it's probably transfer.
Number.
It's like, hey,
you have to watch
anything.
This.
Name it anything. And we'll see.
All right. The Lego Movie. The called. Lego Movie. One of my favorite original works of this year. The Lego Movie came in at number four.
Love Lego.
257.
I watched it over the holidays.
Did you?
You did?
Yeah,
great. Right?
And niece was running around. I put it on. Did you kind of like it? Yeah,
it was so good.
I was a big Lego fan as a child. So.
It's one of the smartest written comedies of
right? Year. I thought it was
clever.
And everyone can watch it, and it was smart, and it was well done, and it was visually appealing. I really liked it.
Well done, Marie.
Number three, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Thank you.
Yes.
259.7.
Wow, taking over.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the whole franchise. Like,
it's Marvel.
The thing
Marvel's
is,
a
what
brand.
We're talking about Me here, too. I mean, you've got all of these have the potential to be franchises on this list.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
None of them I really think
Lego
are.
Lego movie is the only one. It's based on
a toy. I said potential to be a franchise because they could easily make a Lego movie too.
No, there's like 10 of them.
Yeah. Let's get into number two, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1.
Damn.
How much did that make over there? $316 million?
Yeah. Well, no, 323. No?
I'm talking about
domestic. We're talking
domestic. About 100
games.
You said it had a chance. I think we bet against him.
Yeah,
we did.
I think we won.
We basically said no way.
That one I did lose.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you some credit. It was close. It was only about a, 15 to 20 million difference. But... number one. Go ahead, Sarah.
Number one.
Not number one.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Come on.
It was the smash hit of the year.
Yeah. And it was one of my also favorite movies of the year.
Let me ask you this. Were you a bigger fan of Captain America 2 or Guardians? Both Marvel films. Which one did you like
Guardians.
More? Wow, you looked at me like that was a ridiculous question.
I did, because to me it was.
Did you see them both?
I really, really liked Guardians.
I enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy a little more because I liked the tongue-in-cheek humor that goes along with it.
I liked the humor. I liked the music. Yeah. I thought it was something different.
I totally agree with that. Seeing as they're not very popular, they weren't well-known. It's very different than any other Marvel films. I think that has a lot to do with it, and I think James Gunn did a great job directing. I'm very impressed with Captain America because Captain America is probably, when you laid out this whole Marvel universe, I was like, that's going to be the hardest character to make into a hit franchise. Thor, I can see, you got the epicness, because he is kind of a corny character back in the day, the way he's dressed and everything. Even people complain in Avengers, like, he looked like he was in pajamas. I thought he looked awesome. So for me to see them make the sequel that much better, I'm just happy it's in the top three.
I will completely concede that point to you. I think it was smart. I think they've done well for the franchise. I don't think they've been backstepping. I do think that they've been adding on to the appeal of their movies. I think that they're doing well visually and character-wise. Just to me, Marvel's, as a general movie, which one would I rather watch more? It's going to go to Guardians.
Yeah.
Over the two. Hello. I don't know what that sound is, but it's something else.
Yeah.
We are under construction. No.
We are under construction.
So let's, before we get into our upcoming films of the week, since we just talked a little bit about 2014, I do want to throw this out because I talked to you guys a little about it. I find it fascinating that in film they talk about how there's the big six companies, like the big six studios.
Sure.
And this year in 2014, Disney with Buena Vista did incredible. They got four out of the top ten.
They crushed.
They're going to do really well this year, too.
Yeah. They're just killing it. Also, you were talking about other records being broken internationally.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Some
of the top ten, but Fox, yeah.
Fox broke, like, the all-time yearly record with, like, $5.5 billion.
That's including international, right?
Including international.
Yeah.
Everything, yes.
$5.5 billion.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Shattered the record, which previously was by Paramount in 2011, with $3.5 billion. I believe that's what the number was.
Yeah.
So they destroyed
Shattered it.
And that's because of Dawn, which is not only doing huge here, but internationally.
Yep.
One of my favorite films of the year, which I wish was in the top five for most grossing, was X-Men Days Future Past.
Sure. Gone Girl made a ton of money for them, too.
Yeah, and Gone Girl. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a couple more in there that just...
And they have a lot of mid-range stuff, too, that's really, really good.
And, you know, Disney is the big dog, but right now...
Well,
Fox is killing it.
Yeah, they're killing it. But
well, they put
both
out more.
Are doing huge. Yeah,
they have more stuff out.
And then on the other end, we have, I think, Sony, which was considered one of the big six, has been completely dropping off. It is not in the top ten. It wasn't in the top ten of 2013's films. Mm-hmm. The last movie it had in the top ten was going to be Skyfall.
Yes.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they were really hoping for Spider-Man 2 to be a huge movie, and it made the least amount of any Spider-Man movie so far.
But they're still considered a big six, and I think that they're going to be replaced by Lionsgate, which has had movies in the top ten for the past couple years. But the only interesting part of that, which I'm sure you'll be so happy about based on your Transformers love, is that people in China have tried to buy stock in Lionsgate. There's there's
not a bad idea.
Oh, who is it? It's a really big millionaire who has like a huge cinema franchise in China is trying to kind of take a little bit of buying part of the parent company of Lionsgate.
And they're the ones that started Twilight. Lionsgate, right?
And then Summit started and Twilight, Lionsgate acquired Summit, if my facts are right.
Sony's making their money off the PlayStation.
It's true.
And they make a ton of money TV. They do a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Disney, though.
I mean, they're still a huge company.
Yeah, of course.
I'm talking about, we have our six movie studios, and Sony's been dropping off on the rankings, and Lionsgate's been moving up. And that's something to take note of, especially when it comes into the numbers that we talk about every weekend. So
let me ask you this real quick. With Fox breaking $5.5 million this year worldwide.
5.5 Billion.
Sorry, yeah. Billion.
Thank you.
Do you think Disney has a chance to top that this year because they have Avengers and Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Oh, you know what?
Star Wars is Paramount, right?
Here's the thing, though. No, Star Wars is Disney.
No, Star Wars is Disney.
Oh, yeah, they bought it.
Why I don't think they will is because Star Wars doesn't come out until Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not really going to count for this year.
Yeah, but
it's only going to make a shitload.
Yeah, but it might make like $500 million in one day.
How much do you think it'll make in 2 weeks?
What I heard is they're not going to have anything else in the theaters at the time. So 12 theaters.
It's just going to play in every
theater. It's
going to
play in 17,000 theaters across America. And it should, because everybody in the world's going to see it. It's going to make like $1 zillion.
They should just project on the moon and tune your radio station.
That's pretty much it.
We're going to have to talk about our Star Wars predictions, because that is now officially this year. But let's talk about next weekend a little bit before we have to go. January films.
Yes.
We have Taken 3, Selma, and Inherent Vice coming out next week. So let's talk a smidge about them.
Let me just say, first of all, this is an interesting time because, as the Schmoes usually say, January, February are kind of garbage months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a garbage time. A lot of studios throw the movies that they don't, you know, they're just throwing them in there because they know they're crap. No one's really going to see them.
Sure.
There's nothing out, so they're hoping people go see it. The only upside is movies like Selma and Inherent Vice, which we have been lucky to see these last month or so.
Mm-hmm. You have. I have not.
Yeah,
seen
you
Selma.
Have not. But people in L.A. and New York have been able to see these movies in certain, you know, smaller theaters.
Yes.
They're starting to expand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So a lot of films that we've been praising for the last month or so, I think, you know, basic people are actually going to finally get to see.
Yes.
So while the new releases are going to be kind of crap, you're finally getting those Oscar bait movies coming out.
Yes.
In a much wider release. So it's not a horrible time to go to movies.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, look at Taken 3.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Which it feels like it's about Taken 103.
Well, it's because he's done movies like Taken and besides Taken.
Yeah, yes. They're just bamboozling. Yeah.
But is this his third of the year?
It's like unknown.
Pretty much within a year, not exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Where's the trench coat?
He just keeps coming out with them. Film 24/7.
Gets on a phone like JT.
But, I mean, Taken 3... Taken 1 made, what, 24 opening weekend, and then raised like crazy.
Plus.
And then Taken 2 made 50 million opening weekend. I think Taken 3 is probably going to hold on to that around that ballpark.
I'm curious because...
What else is in that genre?
In a world where people enjoy seeing Liam Neeson kick ass, Taken 3, a movie that probably shouldn't have been made, but was made, see it in theaters now.
Run.
Trench coat.
Here's the thing. The thing about these Taken movies is they cut good trailers.
They do.
Like, the marketing's really well, and it kind of reminds you of that first movie, so you're going in with the hope. Part 2 is not good.
Yeah.
But you're going with the hope that you recapture some of that Part 1 magic, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing billboards for Taken 3. Taken 3 on the TV, you know.
They're saying this is it.
The final chapter.
Well, if this one does a ton of money, I think, like, maybe he'll die in Taken 4 in the beginning, and then come back as, like, a ghost like Steven Seagal did in that one movie, and then just kill everybody. But, like...
Okay.
Do, like,
you know what I hate
stuff.
About the
like a soap opera actor.
They've been doing this Taken thing where they put the 3 where the E is supposed to be.
Which
is the worst. I don't know. I never understood that.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much.
I know the story behind that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You have 20 seconds.
It started with the movie 7.
Oh, yeah.
The marketing director, it was dyslexic. Okay.
Okay.
And you know how they had 7 in there?
Yeah, they had the number 7.
He thought it was a V. So he brought the one sheets in, and he was drunk as well.
5 seconds.
And then they seen it, and they're like, oh, this is perfect. And then he's like, oh, man, he dodged a bullet.
He has a very specific set of skills.
Wow, you did that whole story.
Replacing letters
seconds.
With numbers.
I'm really proud of you. Good job.
He's a dyslexic.
You can't say any more about me. You did it in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
That was good. That
so
was
now
good.
They just used, that's
no,
where they
no,
started
no,
with the numbers.
You num- stop at the 20 seconds.
Hey, guys, just a heads up. In the Popcorn Talk logo, those are actually zeros, you know.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, so let's get into our predictions, see how Taken 3 and Selma and Inherent Vice are going to change this game. All right.
Not much.
Well, JTE, then you're starting since you seem to have so much to say. You have so much attitude on the subject.
The one thing we didn't really get mentioned is Selma is expanding. Go see this movie. It was
Selma's
my
expanding.
Favorite film of the year.
It's
too.
Endorsed by Oprah.
It's
up probably for this, it's going to be up for awards.
It will.
It's
and
win
it's
best
supposedly
picture.
Amazing.
Best
so,
picture.
I think it's best picture.
It's going to get nominated.
I think Obama should call a state of emergency and lock everybody in America in their house and then just stream this movie 24 hours and let people watch it. And
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, and you liked it that much, and that's why you're saying this?
I thought it was the best movie of the
awesome.
Year.
Awesome. All right, very cool. Let's talk about the numbers for predictions, please. JT.
All right, I'm going to go. Listen, Taken 3 is going to be number one.
With how much money?
Really? How much do I think it's going to make? I think it's going to make close to 30.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to bring the 50 that part two in because it was universally not liked. Mm-hmm. I never ran to one person that said, oh, yeah, Take Two was bad. They were all like, Take Two is horrible compared to the first one.
Yeah.
But, like I said, they cut a good trailer.
And they do?
I think the trailer for this one even has me interested in kind of seeing it. Even though I didn't like part two, I was like, oh, man. It looks badass. I got to go see it. There's that one scene where he hits a plane with his car, and I'm just like, yeah, I'll be there. So number one's taken. Number two, I'm going to go Hobbit. I think it's still going to stay strong. It's like, again, it's the only other thing on here that's like that got that blockbuster feel. Mm-hmm. Even though Taken, it's not a blockbuster. It is, but it's not the same level as Hobbit.
Okay.
Number three, I'll stick with Into the Woods. I think that's going to hold strong. I'm never going to give up anything that's Disney-related or even anything that's, like, fairy tale-related. It's going to have strong legs. This is where it gets tough. I'll go number four. Oh, man. I'm going to go Selma because it's getting a lot of buzz. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the Oprah. The Oprah effect.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would love if Selma was number three. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be one of those. You think it's going to be one of those?
I do. I think it's going to happen.
I think word of mouth. It's going to be one of those movies that has a long life in the box office. But not everyone's going to run out. Everyone's going to take their time to go see it. And then number five, I will go Women in Black too because horror. It's horror. People like horror movies.
Men in Black.
And there's really nothing else to compete with it.
Unbroken.
Yeah, I think.
I think that Taken 3 is going to take away from Women in Black.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Well, but I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
Because I think people.
All right.
People that want to see a horror movie didn't go these last 2 weeks.
And this new one, the first one, the five.
Oh. Horror movies always, like, at the beginning of the year, horror movies tank, though.
That's true.
Horror movies tank at the beginning. They do strong for everyone who wants to go see a horror movie, and then they fall off.
But if there was anything to compete with it, I don't think Taken. I said Tekken, which I was great at that game, by the way.
And these are the three things are, the bets are, I think it's you get a Twitter if you lose this time.
That's after the mask. Yeah, my next thing is I'm going to get a Twitter if I lose. Blah, 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 blah.
I have to do the show naked.
No.
Who asked for that?
I think Roxy asked for it. No,
it was Roxy.
I feel like this is Roxy and Alicia.
They like to watch it.
Oh,
and the camera's gonna be under the table. I'm kidding.
Oh, give us the one last thing.
And JT has to note where either some kind of like a hat, a see-through hat.
No, a onesie.
A onesie.
A onesie.
Yeah, some sort of onesie.
Yes, no suit.
No. All right. Can you give me your predictions, please, Mr. Finstock?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with five. I'm going to go with the Angelina Jolie
Unbroken.
Biopic.
Okay.
Unbroken. The four, I'm going with the Chunk personified and Hobbit.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
You moving it below Into the Woods?
Yeah. I think people are going to go see Into the Woods this week.
Okay.
There's a hell of a lot more promotion.
Okay.
Three is The Woods.
Okay.
Johnny Depp looks like an idiot in this movie. What a dunce that guy is. I can't wait to destroy Mordecai when we talk about it.
Oh, God.
Number two is, the Selma.
Okay. Yeah. I might be with you on there. I'm really torn.
It's a powerful
film. Yeah, I know.
Everybody should watch it.
I agree.
Yeah. And number one is Taken 314.
Okay. We are all over the board this week. I will start with my number one, which I also think is going to go to Taken, with somewhere in the 35-40 mark.
It's going to be 27.
Okay.
Really? You think that's low? All right. My confusion is on Selma because these movies have such a wide range of how they open. If you look at Unbroken, which is also like a tale of one person, it's an whatever, that opened at 30, but it was also Christmas. Then you have Oprah's whole run with all of her movies. Mm-hmm. When she opened The Butler, that opened at 25. Mm-hmm. But when she opened, like, 12 Years a Slave, which opened especially box office, but had huge nods in the award contenders, its highest weekend ever only grossed $8 million. That was its highest. And the highest place it reached was
the subject matter on that was...
True.
Yeah. And
true.
You can't forget Martin Luther King. I mean, he's such a celebrated guy. That's why I think it's going to do a little
better. Yeah. And then this year she also did 100 for Journey, which was only like 11.
Yeah. Okay.
So you kind of have all... It can hit anywhere. I think it's probably... Oh, I'm going to give...
so much stress. What are you thinking?
This is difficult. Okay, number one, Taken. Number two... Stop. Number two... This is so hard. I'm having issues. I'm going to give it to Hobbit.
Okay.
Number three, Selma. Number four, we'll do Into the Woods. Number five, we'll do Unbroken.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
That's what pretty we'll close. See.
I do think Selma does
It depends
well.
How much Hobbit drops off.
If Selma does do very well, I think it's going to pull from Unbroken. I mean, and that's why I pulled that
The thing is,
top
the out. Hobbit only made 21
yeah.
this weekend.
It's done.
21, and that dropped 46. So if it drops like another...
Five.
If it drops anything,
it's gonna then
Selma could make more than that.
That's my logic behind it.
Just the only thing is people have been seeing movies so much this past month. Are they going to want a little bit of a break? Are we going to see a fall? Because we saw, like, people haven't been seeing movies, and then there's been a huge spike this past month. It's done so well. My friend called 2015 the hangover of 2014, so he said it's going to be the year of sweatpants and movies.
The weather's going to be really bad on the East Coast and Michigan and all these other places.
The first round of the playoffs for NFL starts this weekend.
Yep.
That's true, too.
That's going to pull from, that's why I think it's going to pull from Taken.
Because chicks are going to see, and that's what I think they're going to see Into the Woods.
And that's why I put Into the Woods a little more towards the front, is because I think the moms and daughters will go catch some
Into
the Woods while the guys are watching their football.
That's true.
Girls watch football, too, though.
That's true.
Well, thank you guys for coming back and watching to us live in this different studio for this week. Please continue watching us on Popcorn Talk. Search for us on YouTube. Look at our Facebook page. Rate, comment, subscribe. I was seeing your live chat, and I wanted to call out your guys' names because I've been reading them. My computer is giving me the spinning wheel of death.
Oh, no.
I can't see anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
in the chat roll, we have Joseph Heisenberg, Crimson Knight 700, Rodney De La Cruz, Bob Effett, Shane, Emmanuel Bob Dominguez. Effett? Yeah, Bob Effett, right?
Great name.
Jeroen Lesso, Udaboot 11, and let's do Lucas Walsh and Zicardo FC.
They've been great. They've been saying a lot the whole time. We do go over your comments, and I'll be sharing all of your guys' thoughts. So please stay tuned and watch us again. Send us your predictions. We love you guys, and happy new year.
Twitter. Eskimos GT.
And Pop and Sack.
There we go.
Keep watching those numbers.
See you guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.